All right. Hello. Hello. We've got, I see Karen and Sharon and another Karen and Graham and Barbara and Jeff. Thank you. Great to see you guys here. Well, at least to see you online anyway. I guess you're seeing me and I'm not seeing you. But that's what happens with Facebook Live. Well, bless God. We were just praying for Rita. Oh, good glory to God. The Spirit's all over you. Rita's been attacked on the sinusoid stuff here, and we just prayed for her before we started here. And she normally sings up here with us, but she said, I'm not sure I can sing right now. So we said, we're going to pray, and by the grace of God, she's going to click for us. For those of you with us here last year and watched me try to click and play at the same time, let's not go there. It was not a pretty scene, was it? It was not a pretty scene. What did we decide with this? We are doing the cover, aren't we? That's right. Good. Well, join along with us. This is a song from Jesus Culture. It's called Fierce. And actually, there.
Covers no capo.
Covers no capo. It covers no capo. No capo.
I see the capo first.
Yes. Sorry. Well, I'll change that on the revision here that's coming out. All right. Well, you know, of course, last night was what they like to call Halloween. So make sure you stick around here with us because we have a song that we're doing, the very last song. Should I spoil it? I should do a teaser, right?
I'll give you a teaser
so you people watching can click the share button and get other people to come watch. So we're going to be doing Don't Fear the Reaper. But Don't Fear the Reaper with Christian lyrics, okay? Because remember, we like to do that around here. That wasn't a teaser. That was a full-fledged please. That was a full-fledged please get all your invite your friends to come in and watch us mutilate another one of the classic songs. All right, let's figure this out.
Before I ever cry, you answer me from where the thunder hides. I cannot run, this heart I'm tethered to. With every step, I collide with you. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce, like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. You cannot fail. The only thing I found is through it all, you never let me down. You don't hold back, relentless in pursuit. Every turn, come face to face with you. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce, like a hurricane that I can't explain. Take me through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Chase me down, you seek me out. How could I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How could I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How could I be lost when you have called me found? Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce, like a hurricane
again it's great. Tearing through the atmosphere, your love is fierce like a tidal wave, crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that again is great. Tearing through the atmosphere, your love is fierce.
It'll be better on Sunday when we have Melody singing the high part. But there is grace, right? There is grace. Now, this Sunday, we have... I see a little few other folks that have joined. I see Karen has joined. Nancy, Amy. Welcome, Nancy. Nancy Lee. Karen, pray for Jan Stewart and Del Foster. Absolutely. Actually, you know what? Hold on a second. I got to write that down. I've told you guys how much fun I have writing things down here. I didn't get my paper ready for this, but I'm gonna write it down now. One of the problems we have with Facebook Live is that stuff will scroll right off. So Karen Riley is requesting prayer for Jan Stewart. Yeah, I think I saw Jan's post. So we're lifting up Jan and for Del Foster. And of course we've got Rita here. We've already prayed for Rita. God is good. God is good. But we've got Rita going on. We've got okay, I'm forgetting somebody else here. Robin, of course, others from the church. I'll be trying to catch these prayer requests. We'll do some prayer requests live. But this Sunday, Linda is headed off to Costa Rica. She asked we should do this song, which we always do. So let's do this.
Standing in the place where doubt and faith collide, staring in the face of fear that has to die. When you call my name, there's only one reply. No, I won't wait, I'll give you my whole life. I will go where you send me, to the end of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are. I'll go. I've packed my bags and now I'm headed out. No, I won't look back until the lost are found. 'Cause I've been losing sleep over the least of these. And I'll find your riches among poverty. I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. I will go where you lead me. I'll follow your heart wherever you are and I'll go. Your name, the blind will see, the lame will walk, the bound are free. In your name, the darkness hides, the mountains move, the dead will rise. In your name, oh, in your name, I will go where you send me, to the ends of the earth. Just say the word and I'll go. go. I'll follow your heart wherever you are, I'll go.
Nice. Now that's fun. Who else has joined us? I see Steve, Gail, Betsy, Juanita, Amy, Carol, Linda, Gail. God bless you guys. Great you could join here with us. We've got a few more songs we're going to do. I gave the little spoiler alert here. I'll have to say it again so you guys can. Well, Brandon's getting changed over to fun little mandolin. There's no words for just go past that and probably stop at the slide after that because there's no words up on for this particular song, Rita. That's an easy learn for everybody. You can just kind of hang out right there if you want or wherever. Anywhere you want is fine. That works. Sure, that's always good to have scripture up there, right? Can't lose with scripture. Do you remember? Do you want me to? No sweeter name.
No, I know.
No sweeter name. That's right. Something like that.
I just don't remember what comes after it. So.
That'll be
G. Oh, yeah.
Remember, we're doing the GCD for the intro, right?
But
you do your own thing. Sing along with us. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. You are the life to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. You are the life to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way. Jesus, 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 oh Jesus, oh Jesus, oh Jesus. Oh, Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name than the name of Jesus. No sweeter name have I ever known. No sweeter name than the name
of Jesus. You are the life to my heart and my soul. You are the light to the darkness around me. You are the hope to the hopeless and broken. You are the only truth and the way.
Okay, now, you guys, especially on Facebook, you got to tell me you love that mandolin, right? Brandon was sweet talking on the mandolin there. That was sweet. Yeah, how appropriate. That was sweet. Sweet name of Jesus. That was a sweeter name.
I see what you did there.
No sweeter name. I didn't do it on purpose. We're going to go right to the special. Did you get there? Yeah, well, look, perfect. You did. Thank you. Thank you, Rita.
Is this on the special?
Rita is all about this. Rita is our expert clicker today. Thank you, Rita. Now my brain stopped again. We're doing this in C because you're doing the capo 2 thing. Is that right?
I'm playing D.
Well, you're playing
you're
D. We're doing this whole thing in D. Man, I got to get this revision fixed. You got to retune the drums to D. Huh? Who else has joined us here? I see Jay, Linda, Steve, Gail. Okay, Andrew Burns. God bless. Stephanie, Larry, Anita, Keith, Janice is on here. Welcome, guys. Well, hey. Like I'll put out the little teaser here, right? Just like I did earlier, so you can go ahead and share this with your friends and get it on here. So after we do Life of Praise, actually we'll probably do the closing, but then our spoiler alert is going to be because of Halloween, right? We decided to revive something we haven't done in a while. About a year or more ago, the pastor did a message that said we all have an appointment, and that would be an appointment with death. So we took the song "Don't Fear the Reaper" and put Christian lyrics to it. So for those of you who remember the song "Don't Fear the Reaper," go ahead and click that share button and get some other people to come in here and listen to us. Of course, you can always share it later, too, after it's been recorded. But life is good. So we decided we're doing this cover, dear. Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm cheating with this. Aha.
Then I'll take your... Yeah. Same thing.
These guys. Okay, let's see how well they remember the song. Of course, we just learned it tonight. For those of you who have not joined us before, Thursday nights is our practice night. And therefore, Thursday nights are a fun night because we get to make all the mistakes. And we still make some similar mistakes on Sunday, don't we? At least I do.
It's also where it goes to show there are some songs that just they don't stay.
They don't always fit.
Remember
this starts with a... Remember the big...
That's exactly... We're talking...
Where do we go?
Oh, yeah. You go to the G. You go D, G, and then we go back to the D.
Is it fast or is it slow?
I will love you, Lord, always. That's the key I needed to
the
do.
The drummer said he's playing the
That's
whole song
the key
by
I needed
himself.
To do. Oh, gee.
I got it.
I got this.
Just somebody do a 2, 3,
one,
four.
2, 3, 4.
I will love you, Lord, always. Not just for the thing you've done for me. I will praise you all my days. Not just for the change you made in me,
but I praise you for you are holy, Lord. And I lift my hands for you are worthy of so much more. God of the nations, Lion of Judah, Rock of the ages, Alpha, Omega, worthy of all praise. More than these hands are raised, I live a life of praise. I live a life of praise.
I will serve you, Lord, always, for you are my strength. I will never be afraid, for you are my rock, and you protect me.
But I praise you, for you are holy, Lord. And I lift my hands, but you are worthy of so much more. For you are awesome, God of the nations, Lion of Judah. Rock of the ages, Alpha Omega, worthy of all praise. More than these hands, for you are awesome, God of a nation, Lion of Judah. Rock of the ages, Alpha Omega, worthy of all praise. More than these hands I'll raise, you're worthy of my praise. More than these hands I'll raise, you're worthy of my praise.
Awesome. God of the nations, rock the ages.
That worked. Okay, for those of you trying to figure out where that higher voice came from, it comes from this magical little box. Because actually on Sunday we're going to have Melody here singing that. Because for those of you familiar with the cover, you know a lady named Melody actually sings it. My daughter Melody will be here on Sunday. So we'll have more fun with that. Let's do an oldie but goodie here.
Capo 2, guys.
Capo 2. Do you like Fierce? Do you like that one? I'm glad you liked it, because we had to figure out how to get the vocals to work on that one. That vocal's just going too high for me by myself. Who else has joined us here? Bless God, I see Daphne and Hannah and Christine and Nancy. Nice. Oh, Nancy's kind enough to write nice music. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, and Brother Keith is on here too. Give me just a second. Claiming the victory for you, Brother Keith. As a matter of fact, let me write him down real quick before Facebook scrolls this off here. Keith has been enduring a lot of pain, a lot of nerve pain especially. Nobody should be enduring that kind of pain. But bless God, he leads us. So this is actually going to be our closing hymn tomorrow, or Sunday rather, losing track of days. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him, all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. I'll go with him through the judgments. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him through the judgment. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. I'll go with me all
the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way.
Nice. Nice. We have to do an acapella version of that on Sunday, aren't we? All right. This is what I've been to. Everybody's been sticking around waiting for. Here's our last one. As a matter of fact, so the message I'm going to be sharing with you tonight is, I entitled it Intent, and it does deal with Halloween and some other type of stuff here that is all, intent, no, not two words, not intense. Wait a second.
If we're camping, it's two words, but.
Anyway, so she found it. So check this out. So for this one, we're doing Don't Fear the Reaper, right? No reason to fear death. There's no reason for this. You're Christian. Death is something to look forward to. Hanging out with Jesus. Moving out of this painful body. Ready there, Brandon?
Maybe.
Times will come here, but soon they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, nor the sun, or the rain.
We can be like they are.
Come on, Christians,
don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We are called to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. On the run, was here but now it's gone. God's peace and love, it is our eternity.
God's peace and love,
40,000 saved every day.
God's peace and love,
40,000 lost every day.
God's seeking happiness,
40,000 coming every day.
We can be like they are.
Come on, Christians,
don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We are called to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man. La, la, la. La, 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 la.
Therefore, since the children share in the flesh and blood, Jesus likewise shared in their humanity, so that through death, Jesus could destroy the reaper who holds the power of death, and set free those who are held in slavery all of their lives by their fear of death. For this is the way God loved the world. He gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but will have eternal life. And the great dragon was thrown down, and the ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was thrown down to earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Thank you.
Christ has won. Fear was here, now gone. No more nights of sadness. It's now clear Jesus is the way. Now the door's wide open, the light shines in. The darkness shook and then disappeared. The curtains flew and Jesus appeared.
Saying, don't be afraid.
Come on, Christians.
Don't fear the reaper.
Gotta take a stand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We are called to rise.
Don't fear the reaper.
Jesus is your man.
Don't fear the reaper.
Kind of like that spooky, weird stuff you were doing there, Todd. That was kind of cool. It's kind of fun. So, you've made it through the music. God bless you. I see Teeth. I see Chalice. John joined us. Great. Judy's on here. Yeah, Keith, thank you. You enjoyed that song, huh? We did too. Give me just a moment to switch microphones here. Yeah. Rita, thank you.
What's that? Just the volume knob? Oh, man. That's a weird thing.
Thank you. Thank you, Rita. Appreciate it. So all the fun I get here, I get to switch over to another microphone so we can sit a little closer. Like I said, so God rarely puts a message on my heart to share. So this one, I actually wrote some stuff down. Wonder of wonders, right? Miracles of miracles. That's a good song, too. Okay, let's get this going here. Okay, one victory at a time. Grab that piece of paper. Got it. Well, many times we're blessed here on Thursday nights to have some people other than the praise band here, but that wasn't one of those nights, so Rita was kind enough to do the clicking for us. She usually sings with us. She's been having a lot of sinus garbage, and we were able to pray with her earlier, actually right at the beginning, actually. So, but we've already got some prayer request stuff down here. Give me just another moment here to get bring this guy up. See what this is all about. I want to... The way Facebook works, for those of you who haven't joined us before, is Facebook will tend to just scroll things right off the map. So, Carol liked the song too. Thank you, Carol. That's awesome. Yeah, we have a lot of fun with some of the wild and crazy music we do around here. And you saw the mandolin here. We've done the banjo. What are the instruments that we had through here? Trumpet on rare occasion. Oh, that's right. We've had the cello here. Flute. Karen on the cornet. We did a tuba here one time. Saxophone we had here at one point. It's been a little while, actually, for the saxophone. But anyway. Well, welcome to Thursday night. So while these guys are running around the background, I want to share with you. So God laid it on my heart to talk about intent. I had a person send me a message. Don't worry, I'm not gonna share your name. But we had a person that had... I contacted me actually yesterday on Halloween, and was asking about Halloween. You know, is it right to let the children participate in Halloween? And for a Christian, that's a fair question, but it really comes down to your own convictions through the thing, which is why God laid on my heart to share things with intent. So lots of scriptures that talk about intent, and there's a number of different things on here that actually gets into a little bit of the history. Actually, I think I'm kind of led to share with you a little history first. So let's just jump right over to some of the history. So for those of you who aren't familiar with the origins of Halloween, Halloween actually is from, it was originally called, part of a pagan festival. It's called Samhain, okay? And it's spelled, and it's not spelled like you just think. It's Samhain. And that can be traced back to an ancient pagan festival celebrated by the Celtic people, gosh, like 2,000 years ago,
And the Celts believed that the dead could walk among the living at that time. So that was the living visiting with the dead, which, you know, we all know no way, no how. But I'm just trying to share with you a little bit of the history on how all this is put together. Now, when you first hear that, you know, your first thought would be, how could we possibly, you know, let our children even be part of this stuff? But hold on, guys. Hold on. So according to this book, there was a book called Halloween, an American Holiday. And according to this, the Celts, actually, they wore these ghoulish costumes so that wandering spirits would mistake them for one of their own and leave them alone. Okay? So that's actually where the original costumes in that. Now, here's another interesting little tidbit for you. Others offered sweets to the spirits to appease them. So now you get in the costumes, you get in the candy, right? And in medieval Europe, many, many moons back, the Catholic clergy actually adopted local pagan customs. And they actually went house to house wearing costumes and requesting small gifts. So obviously, you know, there's a number of scriptures, obviously, they're talking about don't be messing with evil, don't be doing all this stuff. But again, I titled this message Intent, all right? Other different things that might have just a little interest here, it's kind of catching my attention, I want to share with you. Things like pumpkins, jack-o'-lanterns in medieval Britain. Supplicants moved from door to door asking for food in return for a prayer for the dead. So they would carry these hollowed out turnip lanterns whose candle connotated a soul trapped in purgatory. So anyway, you kind of get a rough idea on some of the history with that. But again, for some of you are thinking, how could a Christian have anything to do with it? Well, like I said, hold on. So a little more with Halloween on the past. So when making the case for the evil of Halloween, and I pulled some of this stuff off the internet, all right, and it was very good. Some people are quick to point out its past, all right, that it's the old Druid holiday, very dark and evil things. You know, this goes back to eras of the sacrifices and all this other craziness, which for those of you who might not be familiar with the different things that Satan does within Satan's church, animal sacrifices, even human sacrifices are still of today. Very dark, very evil, nothing we want to associate with, obviously, right? Zero. But if you're looking at this and remembering that this was essentially, so this is a pagan ritual, is how all this stuff started out. And so like I said, a lot of us are like, what should I do? Look, check this out now. So let us not forget this. So in addition to that, there are other Christian holidays that you might want to reject if you're going to reject Halloween based off of the, hey, this was based off of this. But actually, you know, before I even share that with you, again, intent, all right? If it's your intent, when you dress up on Halloween and go out and collect candy and all that stuff, if it's your intent to glorify Satan, obviously no Christian should be doing that. If it's not your intent, see you, Brandon. Thanks for being here. If it's not your intent to do that, now let me quantify that too. If your children are dressing up in these skeleton things and scary looking things, that's come on, guys. Christians don't need to be playing that game. When they're dressing up as their cute little princesses and they're doing all of the, you know, the real simple stuff, God bless. You know, it's just a fun thing for them. It's not their intent. It's not your intent to go ahead and be worshiping the devil through all that stuff. So other hijacked holidays, okay, Christian holidays, they're actually pagan days that were hijacked, okay? Christmas, for example. Christmas? What do you mean Christmas? Can you believe that, Bruce? Christmas was a hijacked pagan holiday. Now, how many of you are not going to celebrate Christmas because, oh my gosh, this actually was based on a pagan holiday? It's intent. It's your intent. You're not there glorifying Satan and going through that. So this was, once called Yule, and these became known as, and of course, the trees that they use as part of this, and that's actually the Christmas trees that we're used to, actually were part of the evil in the trees, but actually became a very thing. They were actually burned in ritual and brought into homes to be decorated as Yule logs, right? That's actually where that came from. So at that point, what do you want to do? You want to just get rid of all your Christmas trees, right? I mean, that's such an ingrained tradition. But when you get a Christmas tree, you're not thinking, hey, I'm going to go ahead and glorify Satan by putting up a Christmas tree. Come on. It's your intent. It's your intent with this. So here's another one, too. Easter, right? Easter is another hijacked holiday. I'll just read this from here. Most historians, including biblical scholars, agree that Easter was originally a pagan festival. The word Easter is of Saxon origin. Istra, the goddess of spring, in whose honor sacrifices were offered around Passover each year. And by the 8th century, they had adopted that name to go for the celebration of Jesus. So, guys, come on. There's just been a lot with that. And let me share with you some, I'm going to double back a little bit and just share with you some of God's scriptures that he's talking about this. In Psalm 44:21, we're told that would not God discover this, for he knows the secrets of your heart. So God knows your intentions. He knows what your intentions are with this. He said, and in Colossians 3, verses 9 and 10, he says, do not lie to one another, seeing that you have put off the old self with its practices and put on the new self, which is being renewed in the image of its creator. So when we're seeking God, the Holy Spirit's laying it on our heart to do the things of God, right? To do the things of Jesus. And I've actually heard of some really neat things where we've got some churches and some other people I know that are just doing a fantastic job of reaching out to communities. And one of the things is actually during Halloween, they do stuff at the church. You know, again, for those that are being religious, say, oh, how could they do that? Come on, guys, look what's going on. They're bringing them in for fun and fellowship and just sharing the love of Jesus. Don't be condemning these things. You know, unless it's your intent to condemn. we'll play the intent card, right? In Proverbs 16:1, the intentions of the heart belong to a man, but the answer of the tongue comes from the Lord, all right? So when we're walking with God, we're going to get all these things happening. Where's some other ones that were good in here? Genesis 6. So early on in Genesis, right? Then the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was evil continually. So for those of us before we accept Christ, we fall into that category. You know, our thoughts are evil. We're not in fellowship. We're not in fellowship with God. What else was on here? Just picking some other ones. There's quite a few of the scriptures that were through here. Job, in Job 16, verse 17, it said, even though violence is not my intention, and my prayer is pure. So he was So at that point, you know, Job was going through a lot of suffering. And Job didn't want to have to deal with all that stuff. He was asking God, why? You know, why? What is going on here? In Daniel chapter 7, verse 25, Daniel, a lot of things that Daniel said, you'll see again in variations in Revelation. So here Daniel says, he, meaning the beast, will speak words against the Most High. He will harass the holy ones of the Most High continually. So the beast will harass us. His intention will be to change times established by law, and they will be delivered into his hand for a time, times and a half. Okay, so that's predicting toward the end here that the enemy is going to go ahead and have all this coming together. In Romans 7:18, he said, "For I know that nothing good dwells within me." This is Paul speaking. "I know that nothing good dwells within me, that is, in my flesh. I can will what is right, but I cannot perform it. I have the intention and the urge to do what is right, but no power to carry it out." We are stuck in these worldly bodies, these fleshy bodies, and we gotta walk in the Spirit, and we can only do these things by the power of the Spirit. Just a couple more here. Philippians 2, verse 2. It says, "Fill up and complete my joy by living in harmony and being of the same mind and one in purpose, having the same love, being in full accord and of one harmonious mind and intention." Good intentions, right? Good intentions. And lastly, I'll share with you, I got two more. In James 4, verse 3, he said, "Or do you ask God for them yet fail to receive because you ask with wrong purpose and evil, selfish motives? Your intention is, when you get what you desire, to spend it in sensual pleasure." So again, God talks about intention in a lot of through. He recognizes that. He knows our hearts, right? Last verse I'll share with you is Romans 5, verse 13. It said, "To be sure, sin in the world..." This is. I'm going to build on this one. "To be sure, sin was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not charged against anyone's account where there is no knowledge of the law." Okay? So, for the Ten Commandments, all the evil that was happening in the world, there was no law, correct? So without law, and I'm talking to my policeman here. So when there's with no law, if they don't know the law, there is no sin. Now, it doesn't mean you and I know that a law is a law in our established world, but what this is saying, hey, if somebody doesn't know that this is a sin, how can you hold them accountable for it being a sin? That's what the scripture, Romans 5:13, is saying. Now, we've got worldly consequences in that, but this is essentially coming again from Romans 5:13. So that's why we got to spread the good news, guys. That's why we got to spread the good news and share the love. Share the love, what's going on. So we've got had some prayer requests already from some folks through here. I've been trying to get written down. I think I've got most of what I needed. So for those of you watching now, if you want to go ahead and if you got any other prayer requests, please go ahead and type them now, because I'm going to talk to the guys that are here local and see what other prayer we ask we're going. Obviously, we've got prayers for the upcoming election, right? That God's will be done. God's will be done, and that's all we can say, right? God's will be done. So stir up your people, Lord, to see your will done. Bruce, how's life? Nice tie, Bruce. Bruce is wearing a pumpkin tie, as endorsed by the Druids. Oh, yeah, is that a mask you're wearing, Bruce? Your mother would tell you that the path to hell is paved with good intentions. Yeah. Yeah. It's true, you don't. You don't. Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah. Yeah, I can remember that's what parents are good for doing for us, right? Give us that warning. Give us that warning. And a valid warning. A valid warning. You know, it's gosh, how many times have we if we've done a good deed for somebody and ended up paying for it, right? In some fashion or another. wait, Scott, why are you looking at Bruce like that? Oh, just quit breaking his stuff. Oh, good. Karen, yes, we've got Karen. Karen's for Karen's back. And not this Karen. This is another Karen that I know on Facebook. But thanks for being here with us, Karen. We are certainly lifting that up. Oh, Todd Truman just joined us watching. Todd, you got any prayer requests? You can type them in now, brother. It's always good to have. But yeah, the road. You know, the road to hell is paved with good intention. Yeah, absolutely. Bruce, how's the doctor reports and all that doing for you? Ah, okay. Another test to do, okay. Well, we've rejoiced. We've proclaimed that victory before, and we're still standing on it. Yes and amen. They're going to have a good report. Good report on your next test. And I'm not talking about a report card. Yeah. Okay, Todd says, Scott and I, no pain. I agree with that. That's right. Scott and Todd, no pain, man. No pain. We already got Reed on here, too, for sinus stuff. Oh, Terry just joined us. Hello, Terry. I'm trying to remember, Bruce. Did you get your house is sold or almost sold or start reboot? Reboot on the house in Florida. Okay. All right. Good. Scott, gravity? It's a little damp today. Yeah, it's been raining all day. Well, shoot, most of the day yesterday too, or at least half the day yesterday. Actually, I haven't looked how many inches that they claimed we've had. Oh, you have leaks in your roof. Oh, wait. Okay, I get you. Yeah, you're pulling a wet car and up on the lift, and okay, I'm with you now. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, well, it's what you do. That's right. Let's see. I haven't seen any other requests come in here on this. So, we got anything else? I think we're in pretty good shape. Short list. Oh, yeah. It's going to be a triangle then. It's going to be, we're having a triangle now. We usually have a circle. Yeah, like you said. Well, let's get in our triangle then. All these geometry majors. Oh, boy. oh, here, yeah, the battery went dead. Hey, when that happens. You know, hey, when the battery goes dead, so. Tis all good, man. Tis all good. Thank you, Bruce. That's right. I decided to hire you for this job. for the holding of the notes, because our God is able. So, Lord, I thank you for Thursday nights. I thank you that, you know, I think we did pretty well on music tonight. That was feeling good. It was feeling good. And that's because I got you guys, I got bookends. I got drums keeping the beat, and I got Bruce on the other side helping keep sanity in there. But Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your amazing grace and your amazing mercy. Thank you, Daddy, for all those who are watching and with us right now, who've enjoyed our time of fellowship with music and our intent, Lord. So thank, bless God, you know our intent, Lord. And thank you that you you keep us in your peace and you guide us and show us where we need to be. Lord, we're lifting up some members here within the church that have just been enduring some pain, and these things have got to stop. So I thank you, Lord, as Karen is touched, and Jan, and Dell, and Rita, and Robin, and I know there's others in here I might be forgetting right now to lift up, Lord, but you know. So we come against infirmity in all things, contrary to the word and the will of God, commanding that they bow in the name of Christ Jesus. So I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace and full restoration for them as the body is restored. Body, mind, and spirit is restored in Jesus' name. I've been connected with a man named Keith on Facebook. Good man, veteran. Been dealing just with a lot of pain. I think nerve pain is about the best way to describe it. Kind of like some of the stuff you've been enduring, brother. And so man, we come against that for you and for Keith and anybody else listening here. That stuff's got to stop. It's got to stop, man. It's got to stop in the name of Jesus. Nothing's impossible for God. We've seen a lady here that had to endure rheumatoid arthritis, you know, for 10 years. And boom, you know, God sets her free from that junk. So nothing's impossible, man. So we claim that for you, brother. We claim that for Keith. We claim that for anybody else that's been dealing with things just been hanging on, man. It's got to stop. So, Lord, we thank you for that victory. Victory in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Bruce and a good report he's going to receive whenever he gets around to taking the test. Yeah. But our God is good. Our God is able. And thank you that, thank you, Lord, that Scott's back of his neck stays dry. Especially now. I'm hearing the water out over here. It must be raining pretty hard right now here. And picked it up. And so for those who don't know, we're in Ross, Ohio, which is just north of Cincinnati, Ohio, and near Hamilton, Ohio also. But there's a lot of rain. A lot of rain happening right now. Lord, we're lifting up this upcoming election. A number of us have probably already early voted, absentee valid, whatever. But there's still a lot to go. So, Lord, I thank you for your will being done. And for those that whose voices need to be heard, Lord, we thank you that you stir them up. And your will be done, because it always is. So we stand there rejoicing in that. Well, I forget. Oh, Todd. Well, I mentioned Todd. Todd was on there. Bless Todd. But our God is good. Gentlemen, join me in the Lord's Prayer, please. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. Stand over here, gentlemen. You can say goodbye. Say goodbye to all the folks. So this was your triad, all right? This is our triad. Here we are. This is it. There's Bruce, and there's Scott. Scott hiding behind him there. That's right. If you can see yourself, you're on the film. you're on the west side. God bless them. It's all good. Glad you could join us today. We're also going to be on Facebook Live on our church channel, our church page on a Sunday. So you can hear the real version of some of these songs. My daughter Melody is joining us. But these guys, thanks you guys for being here, man. It's always fun. God bless you guys. God is able. Remember, your healing belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Speak the result. Claim the victory. Don't let the enemy trick you into accepting any pain. You have the authority of Christ. Tell it to go in Jesus' name. Have an awesome and amazing week.